Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Cranky Mom Fix, Get a Happier, More Peaceful Home by Slaying the Momster in All of Us, by Becky Kopitsky. Narrated by Becky Kopitsky. For Elisa, you always wore motherhood so beautifully. Introducing Monster Mom. There's this woman who shows up at my house sometimes. She's crabby, critical, self-centered, frazzled, and she throws better tantrums than my toddlers ever did. My children call her Monster Mom. Momster, for short. Sadly, she looks a lot like me. We all hate her. I remember the first time Monster Mom arrived, unannounced, uninvited, as she always does. My firstborn daughter was only 3 weeks old. Precious baby girl had the audacity to wake up screaming and demanding a diaper change again for what seemed like the 100th time in only 7 days. So with eyeballs burning from exhaustion and hormonal tears, I rose, stumbled to the nursery, scooped my bundle from her crib, and placed her gently on the changing table. She stared up at me with those glossy saucers, wide awake and needy. I sniffed, and my nostrils were accosted by the stench of a blowout diaper. We're talking 2 a.m., full body bath, start from scratch with a new onesie. Whoa, Mama, throw the old one away. That was the moment something in me snapped, and my sensible soul gave way to the momster possessor. She opened her mouth and growled, Lord have mercy, at a helpless, beautiful, ginger-haired infant, my treasure from God. Oh, why won't you let me sleep? Mommy is so tired. Suddenly, as if someone had slapped me on the cheek, the sound of my own voice startled me, and I crumpled over the changing table in a ball of weeping shame. I stroked my baby's fingers and cried, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Monster Mom had crept in and thwacked us both hard. I wanted to strangle the blasted witch. Unfortunately, though, she kept showing up. Over the years, as my baby grew and became a big sister, Monster Mom gained twice the strength and cause for rebellion. Now she faced two children, two different personalities, two harried schedules to keep, and one worn-out mother body that just could not resist the overpowering urge to blow. Through sibling squabbles, disobedience, and backtalk, not to mention those daily episodes of pushing my dawdling children out the door while barking classic parenting lines such as, I told you to put your shoes on, and school doesn't wait for us, people. It came to pass that Monster Mom upgraded from visitor to resident, leasing a long-term agreement with my heart. She burst onto the scene whenever my kids bickered, begged, bellyached, or whined. She erupted from my lungs each time a hula hoop popped me in the forehead, or a Nerf bullet, or somebody's foot. And she greeted my sweet children if they woke before sunrise, insisting Oreos make good breakfast food. Of course, Oreos are fantastic any time of day, if you're the mother. But everybody knows children shouldn't eat cookies for breakfast, right? Or can they? What would a good mom do in this situation?